I took to staying up as late into the night as I could to avoid the nightmares and the death men. I hated sleep. I couldn't eat without remembering how selfish I was, how unwanted I was. I learned to take very little. I learned to want nothing more. I learned something else during those nights. When all the world slept, a new silence settled into the forest. With candle in hand and dressed in gowns of gossamer, I would slip out into the night and dance to the sound of silence. Barefoot I would spin, then lay in the cool grass in a strip of moonlight. I would lie there all night and gaze up at the stars, so silent, so clear there in the wood, and so far away. I lived between worlds, the war, my reality, my hell, and this world in the forest of fantasy. And I'm stuck. I can't go back. I forever toggle between two worlds, and one is ever so much more real to me than yours. At night, beneath the moon, I didn't need my worlds to escape. I only needed to open my eyes and see the world as it was, quiet and calm and at peace, just as I still see it. I escaped through my music and wrote poetry to ease the pain. And letters? I poured so much of my heart into the letters I wrote to Eric, who I could see so easily on the other side. I still have them. Every letter I ever wrote him. During those times when the world was dark, Eric became more real to me than anything else. He was quiet. He listened. He held me in the silence. He played his violin for me. And he loved me. When I cried, I closed my eyes and felt him envelop me. Only Eric and the cats ever came. No matter how long and loud I cried, my parents, no one ever came. I was 14. I was all alone, and all I wanted was for someone to love me.